Welcome back to the Kings and Queens, the Everything in Betweens, to another episode of the Peasant Party Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Warren, and to my right, I've got a fantastic guest. Michelle, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, y'all. I am Michelle. I used to host a dating podcast for a couple of years, and now I'm dabbling in some event stuff and all kinds of things, and have been on the single scene for quite a while. So excited to be here today and chat with you.
Fantastic. And I met you a few years ago, but like reconnected just like a few weeks back when Cassidy was hosting the Chaotic Singles Party here in Austin. It looks like another one is coming up right around Valentine's Day. So your role with her, you're the Austin's ambassador for the Chaotic Singles program.
Yeah.
The parties.
Yeah. So I'm an event ambassador. So basically what that consists of is like helping with the party, just making sure people are like having a good time, helping to promote it ahead of time. And for people who aren't familiar, this is like a singles mixer. But the idea is like, okay, everyone says they want to meet in real life, but people aren't really going out or people aren't approaching, and there's a lot of hesitation with that. So it's like, hey, let's have this mixer in a fun bar environment where you might naturally be meeting people, but like you actually know that everybody there is intending to meet or date, and they are single. So it brings like some of those barriers down to entry of just like having a conversation with someone you're interested in.
Oh, totally. And I feel like, so Chaotic Singles has like a cool origin story. And I think that's like what's really cool, because I think the problem, like, I feel like when you think of like when people think of dating events, it's like the name tags and the structure and like sit down, and like something that's like beautiful about dating, like, I feel like makes people like to have, like, as they meet people, is like a feeling of, you know, a feeling that's messy, like not obviously, you know, playing games and going crazy or anything like that, but just you like to feel like you fell into a relationship because all the stars align, versus like, you know, I had to be, you know, structurally stuff. And I really like how the Chaotic Singles event is like the antithesis of like your boring dating event.
Totally.
You probably know the story from, like, directly from Cassidy better than I do. What is like the origin? I know she had like she invited multiple dates to the same bar, and it turned into like an unofficial party, and it started like an event. Or what's your knowledge of this story?
Yeah, so she's amazing. I don't know how much time you spent with her. I'm obsessed.
Fantastic person.
I like immediately was like, she's amazing. So she's the founder of Chaotic Singles Party. What had happened was she was sick of going on these one-to-one dates where you really are, you're putting time and effort in, you're getting ready, and if you don't click, you're like, oh, I just wasted a Friday night. So she was just like, F it, I'm gonna invite like a bunch of people, a bunch of matches off of Hinge that I haven't met yet. I'm gonna have my friends do the same, and I'm gonna host a party at my apartment. So super chaotic. That was kind of the start of it. Went viral on TikTok, viral on like some news stations, of course, social media. And from there, she just kind of started throwing more of these parties and more of these events. And Austin is a newer city for it, but in like Chicago and LA, there will be 150, 200 people at these events. They're pretty chill, but with some like ways to help like mingle, right? And just introduce people. And then one of the chaotic parts is you're encouraged to invite a match. So you actually get like, there's like a two for ticket deal. But, you know, like invite someone, meet it at the party. If you don't click, there's 50 other people to talk to, which is amazing.
Nice. And so do you, from what you know, like do any fun facts of like types of things, like any crazy story? Because I feel like the chaotic nature of the party, like, you know, people bringing in a match and leaving with someone else, or do people, you know, any stories like that that you know of, or any success stories?
So I know I'm sure that happens all the time. I want to say, I don't know the exact number, but I think Cassidy was saying she knows at least like 50 couples who have met through these parties that are still together. And I was like, that's amazing. That's showing
insane.
Something that works. One of the other things is there's like some really just silly, ridiculous activities that people do. So people like be doing push-ups or like dares or things like that, that again just like helps people let their guard down. Right, we're here to meet, we're here to mingle and show our personalities. Let's like take it down a step and not, you know, be a walking resume or something.
Totally. And I feel like when you see dating events in movies, it always like looks like that, or even just the ones that are a bit more formal, it's like the name, the big cheesy name tags and stuff like that. I mean, I guess it makes sense, sort of, but you think of like just, I think of the episode of Parks and Rec where it's like Ann Perkins is going to, I love what Cassidy's doing.
I'll have to go watch that, because I have like a vague flash of that, but I'll have to go watch it. But yeah, it shouldn't feel like a networking event.
Yeah.
It should feel like fun and more natural, like you said, or like to gauge if you actually click with somebody.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And what is kind of the typical, like if someone, you know, would I fit in at Chaotic Singles or asking themselves that, what is the typical demo of attendees? Yeah. Anything, also anything specific to Austin, you know, knowing we've got an event coming up?
Yeah, totally. So the event coming up, this next one will be at Holy Moly, which is fun. You don't have to play mini golf, but there'll be like some specials on that. Mm-hmm. Demographic wise, it's really more for people like late 20s, early 30s, mm-hmm. who again are just, they're either kind of over the apps or they're just not finding that they're meeting enough people, right? Because they don't have time. Mm-hmm. The other thing is like, you have to be fun. Like, yes. You have to be the type of person who, you know, is a little spontaneous, is a little bit fun. If you're super reserved, it's probably not going to be the best fit for you. You're mm-hmm. obviously welcome. But, you know, it's people who are just like down for a good time, down for the plot, mm-hmm. a little chaotic, right? And then, yeah, the event here in Austin coming up is going to be awesome because it's like, it's nice to have the mixer and then also activity for people who want like a little something else to do.
Totally. No, and yeah, I mean, it's just seems so. And just to, plug the event coming up, is it on the 13th from what I saw?
No, it's actually Friday the 7th.
Okay.
February 7th. Okay. And then I don't have March dates yet, but there will be a March event. So if people follow me, I can send that.
Nice. So is it Holy Moly? What time?
It'll be I get there early. So it'll be 8 to 11.
Awesome. And then where do you sign up? Where do you go? Is it Instagram or where should people look?
Yep. So you can find the link on my Instagram or there's Chaotic Singles Party Instagram. And then I'll also send you a link to include in like show notes and everything like that for people.
Fantastic. And is there like a calendar and stuff too? Like if people can't make it to this one, they can follow along for the next?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, and then are there any like themes or any like organized games like that, or is it pretty spontaneous? You mentioned like push-up contests. Is that more impromptu, or is there ever like a thing that the event's centered around? I know like Valentine's Day is obviously coming up.
Yeah, so I don't know if there will be any like surprise things for this event with Valentine's Day coming up, but there's something called like the Wheel of Chaos.
Okay.
And so on the Wheel of Chaos, you like spin the wheel and it's different like dares or questions or things. And then there's like question cards and a couple other, just like a couple other games throughout that, again, aren't designed to be, you know, super long or annoying, but just to get you mingling with more people.
Fantastic. Awesome. Yeah. And because I feel like something like that would be like a great fit for Austin, like just kind of the quirky nature. And I feel like you got like a good sense of that because you've been talking about dating for a while. Like you had Swipes in the City.
Yeah, Swipe in the City was a podcast my best friend Marie and I started in 2020. Mm-hmm. And we ran pretty strong till like 2022. And then obviously like lives shift, adapt and stuff. But we actually did some dating events back then as well. We did like a speed dating event and some other things too.
Nice. So I guess because I always like to ask people like their takes on like dating culture in whatever city they're from, whether that's Austin or wherever. I feel like you're the first person that's like really like for a while been talking about like Austin.
Yeah.
What are some trends that you feel like you've seen like maybe that have evolved or that are unique to Austin? I always like to ask.
Yeah. So I think the big one people talk about here is like the Peter Pan syndrome thing, which is that there's a lot of like great people here, but they don't necessarily want to like be in a serious relationship or settle down or whatever the case may be. So I think you see some of that. I think what else is kind of like a positive dating in Austin is it's a super active city. So I always tell people, like, if you're into pickleball, just go to pickleball events. If you're into runs, go to run clubs. You know, it doesn't have to be active, like physically active stuff, but like go do the things you enjoy and you will meet other people doing those things there. Like there's groups for literally everything here.
Yeah. Do you agree with people that say run clubs are the new dating apps?
I don't know. I don't know. I was supposed to go to a run club event on Sunday and I bailed on it, to be completely honest. So I'll have to let you know. I do think people do want to meet out in like the public, but I also don't think people are comfortable approaching people or asking them out really. Mm-hmm. So it's like even if you see someone you like are attracted to at a run club, you don't know that they're single. Mm-hmm. You don't know that they're interested. They might, you don't know kind of what their vibe is. So I think it's still hard to approach them unless you're just like Like, I'll talk to anybody. I'll talk to any stranger. But totally. For most people, it's, like, not like that.
It's an interesting... I don't know if... like, I don't know what a paradox is. I feel like I hear people say the word paradox. I feel like it's a paradox of sorts. Yeah. You know, just, like, people want to meet in person. They don't want to approach. But I get it. Like, people don't want to... You know, your third space. It's a safe space to, like, enjoy things. Like, you didn't... Yes, like, you didn't come to be a... You don't want to be the person that, like, yucked somebody's special safe place.
Yeah.
And I think that if you are that person, that is a good thing. It means you're empathetic and care about people's feelings. So if that is you, that is kind of, you know, the first thing in your mind is I don't want to make someone uncomfortable, like,
totally,
that is, see that as a good thing. But yeah, I guess what, okay, another random, like, dating advice question. What is, do you think, if you see someone attractive, you know, at a bar, some other some social setting, but not necessarily that you have some sort of established, like, mutual connection, what is the best, you know, I don't want to say pickup line, but way to approach someone? You know, how do women like to be approached? Maybe what are ways, like, women could approach men? I'm a big fan of, like, I think it's just, like, fun when, like, when I would be, like, you know, single, I thought it was kind of fun to go approach people. So I'm all for that. But what do you think is best?
Yeah. So, and this is always kind of people, it depends, right? Some people are like, I don't care who you are. Don't come and talk to me. You're a stranger. Like, some people are going to have their guard up. So I think one is, like, be aware of kind of how someone is carrying themselves. If you do want to be approached, be aware of, like, how you're existing in the bar, right? If you're sitting at the bar, head down, on your phone, people probably aren't going to want to talk or think you're approachable. But if you're there, you're open, you're, like, kind of making eye contact with people, you're showing that you're more, like, open to engage. And I think, like, I'll start, again, I just start conversations with strangers. So if I see that they ordered something, I might ask about what they ordered. Or if I see, like, if I'm at Frasier's and they're looking at the menu, I might just be like, oh, do you need, like, recommendations? I'm here all the time. Just something really simple. I feel like the whole, can I buy you a drink, has kind of, like, aged out a little bit. I mean, granted, if anyone wants to buy me drinks when I'm out, please do. But so I think it's more of just, like, an open-ended question or, you know, a compliment even, but without making it too forward, which is hard. So I think, yeah, it's, you know, or I'll, like, I don't know, I'll compliment someone's shoes or their jacket or something, be like, hey, that's a sick jacket.
Yeah. Right? Like, wear the thing that starts a conversation. Like, I love this favorite sports team. Ask about people's, you know, whatever they're wearing. Like, I think that's always, like, a conversation starter. Not necessarily the shirts you get from the boardwalk at, you know, whatever vacation destination, but, you know, you've got something, a band, like, do that, I think, is always a good idea.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, definitely something that's a conversation starter. Sports is an easy one, right? Most people will talk about their teams. But yeah, I love that.
Nice. Yeah, and I guess I'm trying to think of how I want to phrase this question in a way that's, like, understandable in, like, one question. What is a dating, like, popular dating trope or, like, trend that you feel like is more overplayed than it is? Like, I feel like, maybe I say this because I'm on TikTok way too much, but, like, you know, people being like, I don't know whether it's, like, something, you know, gaslighting or, like, ghosting, all, or, like, you know, if he wanted to, he would, like, any saying or catchphrase or ism that you have beef with and why?
I think, like, you mentioned a couple of them. I think ghosting is one. I think people don't necessarily understand what, like, ghosting truly is, right?
I probably agree with you.
If you're just chatting on the app and they stop responding, you've never met in person, I don't consider that ghosting. If you go out and neither of you reach out after that first date, I personally don't consider that ghosting. If you've hung out a couple of times and they literally just stop responding to your messages, like, that is more along the lines of what I really consider ghosting. But I feel like people just are, like, very dramatic about, oh my god, this happened and I got ghosted, and it's like, that person doesn't actually owe you anything.
Yeah.
And I think that ties into the, like, if he wanted to, he would too, where it's like, I think sometimes we have to be more realistic about our expectations of people. If, especially, again, if you haven't met, they don't really owe you anything. Obviously there's, like, common decency and respect, but at the end of the day, like, life happens, stuff comes up, people are busy. So it's, I think people get a little too into, like, how important their time is without thinking about the other person has stuff going on in their life too.
Oh, totally. Like, I mean, I feel like every woman's been on the receiving end of, like, the, it's like you have your phone down because you're getting work done. It's like, question mark, question mark. It's like,
yeah.
do you think I don't have, like, a job or shit to do? Like, and then, you know, they talk about like how much, you know, how important they are and like how busy they are. It's like, well, wait a second. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, mutual respect. I think the other thing I would say is like, I think I'm probably a little bit older than you. I don't know. But I feel like with TikTok, a lot of people are kind of doing things for the content a little bit more than being authentic. And I think that does impact dating and how people show up. Like, there was a trend a while ago where women were like going through men's bathrooms and like filming their bathrooms and putting it on TikTok or something like that. And I'm just like, that's nuts. Like, that's crazy, right? That's crazy. Like, you have to remember this is a human and they didn't consent to this, like, content, which is hilarious as we're here like on a podcast recording content, but yeah, I agree with you. I think that people just need to like be a little more realistic.
Yeah, like in TikTok, it's like if you can make your story sensational enough with enough hooks and make it go over a minute, like the girl, like, do you remember that like West Elm Caleb trend? It was on TikTok. It was the guy, he worked at West Elm and apparently he was sending a bunch of girls the same playlist, and I look at it, I'm like, because I, you know, I've gotten those sort of like, you know, the guy where it just seems like, oh well, like they, you know, they have a lot of nice things to say. Yeah. Like, whoa, there's all, like, I don't think this guy did anything that wrong. Right. Like, but it was just the way the woman who like was the first one to come up with it, and she's like a big full time influencer now in New York, and it's because of this dating story. And I also have noticed too, like, I feel like whenever it's because TikTok and stuff like will come up in conversations when I meet new people, like I'm not like, yeah, I'm a TikToker, but it'll come, like, people find it eventually.
Yeah.
And the way, like, I think guys are just irrationally afraid of just of it. They're like, I don't want to be the victim of like a TikTok thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, because like I don't make like, rah, like,
yeah,
but I mean, I yell, but you know, in other ways, but yeah, like it, so it's interesting because it's kind of changed. Like, everyone feels like there's an audience to their date. Like, it's like not just the other person, but it's like, because of course, like, people are also like, oh my god, they're gonna show their friends or like share this crazy story back, and I'm gonna look like a crazy person. Like, it feels like people are almost dating for an invisible or non-existent audience.
Yeah,
and we're all star of our own movie and stuff like that. Yeah.
And I feel like, and some people are out there doing that. And I think, yeah, when I, like, back when we had the podcast live, I would meet people, and as soon as they heard podcast, they'd be like, oh, am I going to be like, are you going to talk about me on your next episode? And I was like, not unless you do anything interesting. Like,
yeah.
We're having a beer at Lazarus. Like, nobody cares.
Yeah. And like, cause I've went back and like, I've listened to like a bit, and it's like, it was, you know, the most, you know, general, like, it wasn't, you know, and but I think anyone here is like podcast, I don't know, yeah, like any sort of like public persona, and like, some people aren't into it, like, I don't know, but
yeah people definitely, but because people do that too, right?
Yeah.
So it's just, and again, I think we're like the victims of adding our own barriers to dating. Like, we keep adding all these layers and people get more closed off, and then it's just like, I don't know, people just gotta chill and like take a little more risk in just saying hi to somebody or going somewhere by yourself as opposed to with like the girl gang. Like, there's so many ways to just be more open to connection. But I think people are getting more and more closed off, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, for sure. Where are some things that places, new up and coming ish type places you could name, like specific Austin places or just kind of in general that you think are, like, I know we've talked about, like, you know, sports, like when, you know, your team's playing or something like that, like holy, like where the Chaotic Singles event's taking place, like any new like kind of places that just stand out as like a good place to meet people?
That's tough. I feel like, I don't, it's always tough, right? I think the biggest thing is going somewhere where you're comfortable. And then I do think, like, if you are a pickleball person, going to pickleball meetups, if you're a runner, and those are just two obvious examples, but even like Dry January, there were a ton of really, really cool NA events. And like, there are a ton of people there that have that same mindset or focus or curiosity where you could go to those events and meet people. So I think there's a lot in Austin, even outside of like the fitness space. In terms of like bars or places to meet people, that one's a little bit harder because I think it totally depends on the vibe that night with how Austin is.
Yeah. It's like wherever the night takes you.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And like some of the most fun places, some nights you walk in and you're like, where are the people?
Oh, yeah. Well, I also just, because I don't come downtown as much as I used to. I used to just be like, you know, all the time. And like, every time I come downtown, I'm like, where did that building come from? Or like, where did that new place, like, or just even being on like TikTok and like having people be like, oh, yeah, Latchkey and Lucky Duck, like talking, like, the way people talk about those bars, or the way like we were talking about like Buford's many years ago. People are like, Buford's, that's where the kid, the college kids are. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where? Like, it's all like,
yeah,
it's changed so much, I feel like. And I just, you know, just go more south now usually. And like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I definitely, a lot of the people I know are migrating south. So we're like exploring new places down there. But so far it's been like, I don't know, suburbs. So it's
totally,
you're not necessarily meeting people unless you start like a singles club in your neighborhood or something. I don't know. I haven't cracked that one yet.
Exactly. So I always like to have the guests help answer some questions that I feel like you've been an expert with this sort of thing. So I'm super stoked to have your take on some of these letters. So love a mail email. What do people mean when they say someone has no personality is the subject line. My female coworker recently asked if I, 29 male, be open to being set up on a date with her college friend, same-ish age, who'd moved to the area. My coworker shared ahead that her friend definitely wasn't in a rush to get into anything since she's so new, but that's more than okay with me where I'm at now, and would honestly guess that's one of the reasons my coworker thought of me in the first place. I'm always happy to meet someone new and see what happens without expectations. Anyway, I went on the date. The friend was cute, perfectly nice. Wouldn't say we clicked, but would have been open to getting to know her better or seeing her again if she were up for it, but didn't get any indicator of that, so I didn't push. Some time passed since the date, and while out with my coworker, the one who set up the date, blurted out to the group that she'd set me up on a date with her friend once that went nowhere. I sort of shrugged along and said, yeah, that happens, and said I thought her friend was great, but you can't always connect with everyone, which my coworker responded with, ah, she said he had no personality. Or she told me he had no personality. I think I made a face because my coworker continued saying, it surprised me too, because you definitely do, but I also see you every day. No hard feelings to the girl, like can't please everyone, but this is a pretty unique piece of feedback, and I'm wondering what to make of it and how much stock to put into it, if any. When I hear no personality, I think of a person who doesn't say much about anything at all, and that's not me on this date or in general. Is there a different meaning of no personality that I'm not aware of, or does it mean something different in the context of dating?
Damn.
Any initial thoughts there?
I mean, first of all, I would be crushed if I heard that feedback. I don't think it would, again, I don't know that that would happen. Usually it's the opposite. But I think that just comes along to, like, one, maybe expectations. So if that person expected to show up and have him be, like, loud and, you know, boisterous and, you know, a specific personality type that maybe she's used to dating. I don't know where she's from, but, like, let's say she's from like the East Coast or something, and she's used to just like a different type of personality. I think it's also something people use as a cop out if they can't really identify why they didn't connect with someone. Sometimes it'll just be like, oh, he was nice, or they were nice. And I think no personality falls into that. But I'm like, I'm super curious your take too.
Yeah, because so have you ever heard any, like, when you've heard someone just be described as having no personality, like, you know, have you ever like described someone that way? Because the only context I think of that is, like, I think of it in professional settings to mean like someone who doesn't have a backbone, like someone who's trying to play all teams and it's kind of like, what are you're trying to be friends with everyone, now everyone hates you for it, but in the worst possible way. Or it's like the person where it's like, I've known them for years, but I still feel like I don't know them, like the fringe guy in the friend group. But I've never, like, someone I would be having a date with one-on-one, like, I don't, you would get some, like, there's, I don't, like, yeah, I just don't know that I would use that phrasing, especially, like, you can't get that much of a sense of someone's personality on a first date. So, I mean, the thing I got the most out of it was, like, because I feel like for women, like, to give all the gentlemen, like, setups by female friends are kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm kind of like, you know, if I've ever been set up, and I don't know, like, what the situation was, like, to me, like, this sort of screams, like, smug married woman trying to, like, play checkers with her friends. But, like, sometimes, like, when I've been, my friends have attempted a setup, or, like, there's sort of, like, a... to get out of, you know, future setups, or like have them not bother me, like when the answer is really just, you know, I didn't feel it, like nothing wrong with the guy, but just there's something not there, there's just like something that doesn't click.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you have to give them a tangible answer to just get them to not bother you. Like, if you're just like, yeah, you know, I didn't feel it, they'll be like, well, why not do another date? Or like, you ever complain about your dating life in the future after, you know, they've given you a perfectly nice person, then it's like, well, don't complain to me. I tried to set right. you up with someone. So maybe it was like, I could see, yeah, like it being like a stronger version of we didn't click.
Yeah, I think I could see myself using that if I, and I've had this happen a couple of times where mm-hmm. I've been on like a first date, usually, of course, like an online date, whatever. And if I'm really trying to engage with them and like mm-hmm. asking them questions and they're giving one word answers or not really responding, not asking me questions mm-hmm. back, I feel like that's something where I would say like no personality in the sense of not engaging. But I mean, it doesn't sound like that's mm-hmm. what this guy was doing. So I think she probably just, like he said, he didn't really mm-hmm. feel a spark. This is probably her way of saying, I'm just not interested. Mm-hmm. And it just, because of how it came across,
yeah,
probably came across that way. But he's probably doing fine.
Yeah, I have no doubt. Like, because I mean, it seems self-aware and positive. And like, I think, yeah, I kind of get the reason I kind of get like smug married woman vibes. I'm very like, you know, the keyword here is smug. Not we love our married, we yeah. love married women. But like the keyword is smug, where it's like, just things where it's like your friend moves to your city, your friend from college, yeah. like, and your thing is like, I'm going to go set you up on a date with my coworker. Like you would think like your single friend moves to your city. Like, why wouldn't you say like, okay, we're going to go out with a group of friends or something. Like, here's some single friends, like, you know, maybe have them bring some single dudes, but then it's like, go on a date. I'm going to set you up on a date with my coworker. And then you're blurting this out at a work event. Like, it just feels very like, you know, I also think too, cause he mentioned like, what's it like, this is probably why she thought of me, because I'm just kind of like, you know, open to whatever. Like, did she yeah. sell, I feel like sometimes just married people in general, they view like all single people as just like having, you know, Tuesday yeah. nights, we're going like going to concerts and all of that. Like, did she oversell him as like this fun party person to get her out of a yeah. rut? He showed up acting like a perfect gentleman, because that's yeah. what you do on dates. And then like, I don't know, like I feel like, I don't know, female setups are like very interesting, like behind the scenes.
I think to your point too, yeah, if someone's new to town,
yeah.
I'm absolutely organizing like a group event
yeah.
versus, hey, you should go off one-to-one with this person. Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting one. But I think he probably did fine. I'm sure his personality is great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably like no one can get a sense of your personality.
Yeah.
On just like
and,
one day.
Yeah, and people can mask and have a completely fake personality for the duration of a date too, so at least it's not exactly.
bad. Yeah, I would tell this guy you're doing nothing wrong, and plus it seems like he's having fun anyway,
and he's listening to this podcast.
Yes,
so
we've got a win. Good I love my male listeners, like they're just like the most fun, happy people.
I love that.
Yeah, 50-50 female-male split, and I'm very proud of that.
Mostly,
you followed The Bachelor. There was the recent Bachelor couple, Matt James and like Rachel, like she won, but they ended up, they said, you know, we're not going to do an engagement, or we're going to be in a long-term relationship. And they've been dating for 4 years. I think she's 27, 28 now. He's in his 30s. It has become clear that it ended because, you know, I think they went on a vacation. There was no, you know, popping of the question. She would like to get married. And it just kind of has that's boiled over as like a pop culture news. But then, of course, TikTok people are, you know, going and sharing their own stories like that, where it's like, I just waited and waited and waited. How do I know going into something that I'm not going to waste my time for X amount of years, or like feel like not be afraid the other shoe could drop at any second? I feel like that's the theme of like the next letter, but more around like relationships. Like,
yeah.
Do you have any like thoughts on that, especially just because, you know, we've got like a, you know, audience of people that are like, you know, looking to get married. Like, do you have yeah. any thoughts on that? On, you know, how do you, is there a way to like ease that thought in your mind? Cause I'm always of the belief of like, you can't know for sure. Like,
yeah,
that is always a risk that like, but yeah, I guess.
For sure. Yeah. So I think it's a couple of things. So one is like, yes, at the end of the day, someone could want or say something that could change your opinion, your thoughts, what you think you want of a relationship or life could change. There's a million things that can happen. So you always have to like keep that in mind, right? Mm-hmm. But I think it comes down to communication and being able to be vulnerable with that person, mm-hmm. right? So if you're hitting milestones, and I don't say like, oh, once you hit a year, this, once you hit 2 years, this, but like if you're hitting certain time periods, what feel like meaningful milestones, and you don't feel like you're able to bring up whatever it is that you do want as the next step, or talk about what long-term looks like, or if you're completely on different pages with it. Like, I think that that is a red flag. You know, and it's hard because there's like the saying that like love isn't always enough. Like you could love somebody, but not be on the same page with what you want out of life. And I think that's where you show maturity in relationships. And as you've maybe been through a heartbreak or two or gone through like more serious breakups, I think that's where you realize like compatibility in like what you want out of life is huge. And it can weigh more than some of the other things that like people kind of put forward.
For sure. No, absolutely. Like, and I think that's always like, I feel like everyone's fear in dating, it seems like, is just this fear of like, when is the other shoe going to drop? I feel like that's just such a millennial theme too. Like,
yeah,
everything's going great. Like, you know, just it's going too well. Like, when's the next like crash of 08 or like,
yeah,
it's like, I feel like that's just always on everyone's mind in general. Like it's going too well. Like you hear about like people thinking like, you know, everything's going right. Like, you know, what do you mean? It's so easy. Like,
yeah,
what's the catch here?
Well, to be fair, millennials have had it.
We have gotten fucked. It's,
dude, like I'm so exhausted. And then every day I've like, I can't watch the news. Like, and
no,
you guys can at me for that. But like, I can't keep up on the stuff because I'm like, I'm trying to have a positive mindset. I'm trying to like make it through my day, show up, be like a positive person in the world. And I'm like, if I go down those rabbit holes, I'm done. I think to kind of tie back to the question, one thing that I think is really important to work on is like a positive mindset. And not to go too woo-woo here, but like I do really believe like the energy you put out in the world does kind of come back. And when you put out positive things, that's what you receive. When you put out negative things, that's what you, like, I see it happening like instantly. I'll wake up and I'll be in a shit mood and I'll be like burr, 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 being all like nasty to people. Not really, I'm never like that mean, but and then I'll like stub my toe. Like the universe literally will be like, hey, check yourself. Like, you're bringing negativity. And so I think when you're in a mindset that you're worried that this person's going to break up with you, you're actually going to start behaving in a way that is negatively going to impact your relationship. And I see that happen all the time where it's like you're basically directing things in this direction because you're so worried about that. But I think it comes to being like psychologically safe in relationships and trust and like truly being able to communicate what you want or don't want. And that is like hard for everyone.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter how much therapy you've done, most people are like still not good at communicating.
Absolutely. And I think you're going to have great advice for this letter. I pulled this one from Reddit. Sometimes I'll do that because I thought it was a good one. Feeling overwhelmed on Hinge. I think this could apply for any dating app or dating in general. But how to choose sincere ones instead of tricksters. This is not a fishing for compliments situation. I'm just terribly bad at choosing men, or at least I'd have to be with the luck I've had. Not sure what goes wrong or where. My longest relationship was about 4 months. I'm 30, female. I get a lot of interest on dating apps, and I do everything I'm supposed to. I only choose kind people who are consistent in their messaging, want a long-term relationship, and have overlapping interests with me and similar communication styles. However, at the second or third month mark, things seem to fall apart. They start distancing themselves, start rescheduling dates, tell me they're not looking for anything serious, or something random or unacceptable comes up, like refusing to stop hanging out with their ex or something like that. This is regardless of whether or not sex is happening. I don't think I'm a boring person. I have active hobbies that guys appreciate, and I'm a good, engaged conversationalist and have a stable, respectable career. People I trust have said they don't understand why things don't work out for me. I also have good hygiene, LOL. I said hygiene weird. Hygiene, LOL. In case some of you mentioned that, I'm in good shape. I'm an active participant in dates. Anyway, I am overwhelmed on Hinge. I'm talking to 3 guys consistently, and there are at least 5 more in my likes I'd like to get to know better. I don't know which one will end up leaving me versus want to build something more. How can I tell? And should I try to talk to everyone or just wait till things fizzle out with guys I'm currently talking to?
Oh my God, there's so much to unpack.
There's a loaded question, yeah.
The first thing that comes to mind is this person is trying to framework and checklist dating. And in my experience, that just doesn't work. Like, yes, you should have your, like, the things you care about and your non-negotiables and stuff like that, right? Like, yes, have standards. But even from what she's saying about how she's approaching the app, she's trying to systemize it. And she's like, I'm having these types of conversations. I'm doing this. So I can pretty much guarantee if she's hitting this block at that 3 to 4 month mark, it's because she's approaching it in the same way. Or I don't remember. But like, so there, she probably has expectations at month 1, month 2, month 3. And people are like, hey, that's just not, that's not where I'm at. Or that's not like the natural progression.
So oh, no, totally. Yeah.
Like, the systemizing is tough, right? Because some people, that's just like their brain is spreadsheet yeah. is their brain. But I think that's one of the reasons she might like see this pattern repeating over and over.
Totally. It's like, data is art, not math. There's no right or wrong answer to it. If there was like a way to scientifically math it out, we wouldn't have so many dating podcasts and dating influencers and all of that. And it wouldn't be this fascinating thing that everyone talks about if there was like a clear cut and dry answer. I think the other thing I noticed too is just it seems like she's the big criteria she's looking at is does it seem like they like me versus yeah. do I like them?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, like I think like, because that in general, like when it's, you know, yes, like sure, like everyone's always like, well, I like them enough to like be here with them. But if the first criteria is like, do they like me? It's kind of like you're looking for signs one way or the other. And I think if you're not going at it from like, I like this person, like I feel like people pick up on that. Like guys yeah. pick up on that. Like you're just asking different questions when you actually like someone. Like you don't care as much. Like you're not like, okay, they texted at this time. Like right. I gotta, you know, I don't want to look crazy. Like if you really like someone, you don't give a fuck about it. You're like, whatever, yeah. I like it. I'm in.
Double text.
Exactly.
Hey, you're going to wake up to 8 reels.
Yeah, exactly. And like, and I think when you really like someone, you're like, people either pick up on it and they know that you're serious. They see that you're serious and they match that energy, or they'll yeah. let go sooner. Like they might, because I feel like something like guy, like I feel like guys are like almost overly, like no guy wants, it's almost like they, in many ways, will like kindness themselves into being assholes because they all like a fear of looking like the asshole. Oh, no one right. wants to be the guy that like led somebody on, like yeah. especially like late 20s, 30s. Like no one wants to be that guy.
Yeah.
Like they're terrified of a TikTok being made about them, where it's like, I think if they know that they're not on the same page with a woman where it's like, oh, she likes me more than I like her, like they're not going to hang on to something.
Yeah.
But if feels ambiguous or a gray area, they might be like, oh cool, she's, you know, it's whatever for her, the same way it is for me.
I think that's so true. I don't know if you listen to Jared Free.
I love him.
Oh, obsessed. Biggest fan. Yes, obsessed. But he talks about that
yeah
with himself, because he's like, hey, I'm the average guy.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, being an influencer, kind of semi-famous, mm-hmm. famous, whatever. But he talks about, I don't want to be the asshole.
Yeah.
And this ties back to what we talked about earlier about being blasted on TikTok, being mm-hmm. blasted on Instagram. And people are doing it in such a way that it is like, you can ruin somebody's career.
Oh, just for by, sure.
You know, you had a bad experience with them.
Mm-hmm.
And to me too, this like message reads like, one, burnout on apps. Mm. So try something else.
Yeah.
Take 3 months off the apps. You don't want to be there. You don't want to be having these conversations. You're not enjoying it. Mm. It's not fun.
Yeah.
Like when I'm actively dating and I feel myself being like, ugh, like I don't even want to look at Hinge. Mm. I just like delete it.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't serving me. Mm. So I think, you know, advice, this person discovers this, right? Mm. Definitely like get off the apps. Go do stuff you like.
Yeah.
Go be out in the world to whatever degree that you can. Or even like online communities. There's a million ways to just like go exist in spaces that are more natural for you.
Mm-hmm.
But also like this also is an insecurity of yeah. theirs, right? They're afraid the shoe's gonna drop constantly. Mm-hmm. That is something that like you can only work on yourself too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like, because that fear is always there. Like, I remember, like, I was terrified of three-monthers, like, for a while. Like, I was, like, I remember vividly, like, saying, like, 2-3 years ago, like, I don't want another, like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can have one bad date, like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Or just, you know, date that goes nowhere. But it's, like, that's when it's, like, you're excited about someone. But then when I think back to those, I'm kind of, like, I think I was doing the do they like me more than do I like them. Because it's, yeah. like, there's no, like, looking back, there was like not the same heartbreak, but it's like more of, you know, going all in for the person that you're actually excited about. I think it just, they'll either go away quicker and you lose them earlier. So it's not this, you know, 3 months of your life that, you know, that's 3 months of your year. Like, yeah. Or it's like they realize that you're in and then they're yeah. in versus like, you know, are they half in, half out sort of thing?
Yeah. I think the other thing with that, I just lost it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll come to me eventually.
Yeah. I think also, too, just like, because I'm not a fan of like the, like, what are you looking for? Like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think people also just, no one really has a good answer for that.
It depends.
It really depends.
If you meet someone amazing, guarantee you, or mm-hmm. that you click with, like, what you're looking for can change in an instant.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think, like, maybe, like, just, yeah, like we've said about Jared, like, saying, like, the science, share what the meaning of something is. Because I feel like something people run into, like, especially, like, in their 30s is, like, if he wanted to, he would, because I think the inverse isn't always true of it, where it's like, you know, people are like, oh, he did these very nice things. And like, you know, sometimes for people in their 30s, it's like a drop in the bucket to, you know, go to a nice dinner. And like, you know, your friends are married. Like, cool, I'll ask that, you know, really nice girl I met from Hinge and we've been on a few dates and it doesn't mean anything to them. But like, maybe sharing what these like gestures mean to you so that it's like set, it's kind of like set in stone there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Because things like for me, I'm super, super social. So I think for some people, meeting friends would be a big deal. And I'm like, hey, you're cool. Come to this bar tonight, you know, or whatever it is, right? So I think that's a really good example, right, of what is actually, hey, this is like a big meaningful gesture. And like, this is just like how I operate in the world.
Yeah.
Because that can be, someone might be like, oh my God, like a weekend away. And this person's like, I don't know, I just travel every weekend. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Oh my God, you're very good at answering these questions. I love it. I know we're coming up on time, but I want to do like a last plug for
the
Chaotic Singles Party.
Chaotic Singles Party is an in-person event. It takes place in Austin as well as other cities. So Chicago, LA, I think Miami has some events. And basically it is a big mixer, fun singles, late 20s, early 30s, people who just are excited to meet new people, get out into real life and connect. So people can follow my Instagram, which is mcraigatx, and I'll be posting all of the like Austin events coming up. Definitely follow Chaotic Singles Party on Instagram. That's where you'll see all of the events. So if you have friends in Chicago, if you're going to be in LA, definitely check out some events in other cities too. Why not, you know?
Do it. Yes. And I think like Tinder sometimes sponsors them and stuff like that. Like they, there's like sponsors from like really like branded like good like hard seltzers. Like I feel like every time I look, I'm like, oh, whoa, like this is like a lot of sponsors. Like people are really behind these.
Definitely. So, yeah. And I think like my thing would be if you've been to other dating events and you're like, come check this out. It's a different vibe. If nothing else, you get to hang out with me and I'm a great time.
I agree. No, you've been a fantastic guest. And we can get, but Swipes in the City, is that, are your episodes pretty evergreen where if people wanted to go back and listen to them?
Yeah, cool. You definitely could. A ton of the episodes are evergreen. Like most of them aren't really like pop culture or anything. So cool. I think a lot of the advice still stands. So on Spotify and other major listening platforms, Swipe N, like the letter, the city, go check it out. And I would love to hear feedback still on what you think.
Let's get you some new listeners.
There's I think 100 episodes, so there's plenty to listen to.
Sweet. I'll listen to some on the car ride home.
I love it.
Yeah, I was listening to a few. It's really good.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Fantastic. And to everyone else, we'll catch you later. Bye.